Welcome to another edition of The Broadcast. I am Vicky Barcelona. And across from me is Sarah.
Oh, hey. That sounded so beautiful.
I tried really hard.
It was very good.
I mean, it's kind of hard to compete with Ali LaRoe, who does our intro music.
Very true. But, you know, you're almost right there with her.
Like 20 steps below, but I will take it.
Still.
All right. Before we get into today's festivities, because we have been gone for 2 weeks.
I know.
It's been forever. What is our contact info, Sarah?
Well, in case you forgot, we have a Facebook at The Broad-Cast. We have a Twitter and an Instagram at TheBroadcast999. You can call us or text us at 253-778-6029, or you can email us at TheBroadcast999@gmail.com.
Yay!
Yay!
And we did get some messages.
Oh!
We'll actually start with the email first, because we never get emails.
All right, let's do it. See, it works. The email works, guys.
And this is from our good buddy, Caesar. He says it's pronounced Caesar, but I'm like, it's Cesar in my head, because I had an uncle, Cesar.
Cesar.
So he's like, it's pronounced Caesar. I'm like, all right, Caesar.
Do you say Cesar salad?
It's like, no, but that's what I call my uncle.
Oh.
It's like, Dios Cesar.
Dios Cesar.
He says, I love the podcast and I had a quick question.
Oh, yes.
Have you ever slept in separate beds while in a relationship? Me and my wife do it occasionally and we both sleep amazingly. And your thoughts, please and thank you for the podcast, ladies, and I, mommy. So my parents actually sleep currently in separate like sleeping situations. My mom sleeps on the couch because she says it's more comfortable because she's got plantar fasciitis.
Oh, ow.
But they've been doing this for years, even before her foot. But what she does is that because the couch has that little wall couch part, she'll like press her foot up against it when it hurts.
It makes it feel better.
Mm-hmm. And plus, it's like, I think their bed's too small and not comfortable for both of them.
Yeah.
So they're hoping to get one of the...
The Tempur-Pedic, like, adjustable?
The adjustable beds.
The fancy ones.
The fancy ones, so that way they both can sleep comfortably.
Yeah. I think it's okay if you guys still have that chemistry and sexual connection.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I mean, I am with a boyfriend who sometimes snores ridiculously loud and sometimes has his like sleep apnea, so barely snores but or barely breathes and then snores, but he goes
does he have a machine?
No, he doesn't, because he has not gone to the doctor. And it's honestly, it's kind of on and off.
Yeah.
I think it happens especially when he drinks beer.
Mm-hmm.
I think maybe he's like slightly allergic to it but doesn't want to admit it, and because it really happens then. And
or
so,
could it be the gas maybe from the beer? Does it happen when he drinks soda?
No, not really.
Hmm. I don't know how much soda he drinks, but...
I mean, he does drink kind of
a lot.
But and for me, that's... If you're snoring and I can't fall asleep, I'm going to kill you. Or if I notice that he's not breathing, I get so nervous. So then I'll
push him?
Well, I'll wait until he starts breathing again. And then he'll stop breathing. And then I'll have to like put my hand on his back to make sure it's like rising and falling. Because I'm afraid, you know, that he's going to stop breathing in the middle of the night. So
that's scary.
Oh, hella scary. I've been telling him to go to the doctor that was like what I want for my birthday, is for him to go to the doctor, because it's really scary and it's not good.
Have you ever been next to somebody who had a sleep apnea machine?
No, is it terrible?
It's kind of funny. Because I dated a guy, and granted, he wasn't a really good sleeper in general. But when he'd come over to my house, he'd bring a sleep apnea machine.
That's like the dorkiest thing ever.
He'd bring it on his motorcycle. It was pretty legit, actually.
Okay.
So he'd like come in like with his helmet and the sleep apnea machine. It was pretty awesome. But he would just, it's like this mask with a hose.
Mm-hmm.
So it is kind of cumbersome. My dad has it, but he refuses to use the stupid machine.
Yeah.
I'm like, Dad, he's like, it's just annoying to sleep. I'm like, if you can't sleep anyways, you might as well do it.
You might as well try.
Get used to it.
And do you want to die?
I'm like, don't die.
Do it. I know. It reminds me of headgear. Remember like back in the day when you had braces and then people would have headgear?
Yeah.
It's like this is the dorky adult version of it. But
and I'm also curious, like if Caesar, do you sleep in separate beds in separate rooms? Or is it like kind of like
usually
in the old school? That's what I would think. And I'm guessing like why, and I am curious about you, Caesar, like why do you sleep in separate beds? Is it because one is a cuddler and the other one's not? Is it a comfort thing? Is it a snoring thing?
It gets too hot.
Yeah.
Someone like kicks in their sleep.
Or somebody has to wake up early and it's just the alarm thing.
Yeah. I mean, I get it totally when it comes to that. As long as like, you know,
the sex is still there, the romance is still there.
Exactly. Because like if you have the sex and then you cuddle for like a little bit and then once you guys start falling asleep, then someone moves, I think that's fine. Like, yeah, I love the cuddling and I love waking up next to this, that, and the other.
It gets uncomfortable.
Sometimes you're like, sleep is more damn important than that.
Yeah,
you know?
like let's cuddle for a couple minutes and then it's like you roll on that side and I roll on this side. That's why I have a king size bed, which is in storage.
Yeah.
So
your parents should take that king size bed.
Actually, some good and bad news.
Yeah.
I'm no longer going to have the king size bed. I'm going to get a smaller bed.
No, that king size bed is life. Are you going to sell it? You can probably make hell.
I'm giving it to my cousin, who's got two kids and one on the way, because she's been talking about this is going to be like the best baby shower gift ever. I'm giving you my king size bed with my soft ass sheets.
Why are you doing that? You can probably make those are so expensive.
Because it's 6 years old.
It's so comfy.
It's a great bed, but it's in storage for a year, and it's been I don't really feel like going through the headache of trying to buy or trying to sell it in this way. Yeah.
How much was it though? Was it like
it was a lot?
A few thousand?
Not a few thousand. No.
Oh, okay.
But
some beds are like 10 grand.
Yeah, I had a really nice coupon, but it was still kind of pricey, and it was the first thing I bought. But the reason I'm selling it, which we'll talk more about later, is because I'm potentially buying a house, and all the houses I have been looking at.
It's finally happening.
And I'll give you more info. But like the rooms are smaller typically because I can really afford a smaller house.
Your whole bed would like fit in that room.
Right. I can get a big condo or a big townhouse, but I would like a house. Mm-hmm. And those are going to be smaller because it's a house.
Totally.
So it just makes more sense for me to have a queen bed. And if this could help my cousin and she can snuggle with her three babies, this is a good gift. Like, and this is like, I'm glad it's going to her.
Yeah.
You know, and she's going to appreciate it.
Will she want that?
We've talked about it.
Oh, good.
Because I'm getting she has a queen. And so she has she has the same sheets as I do, like these really soft velvety type sheets.
Yeah.
And so I told her I'd give her my sheets and she'd give me hers.
Oh, they almost feel like blankets. Like trade pretty much. Because I was going to say, some people might think it's really weird if you're going to give your used bed for the baby shower, you know?
Well, like, that's what I asked her too. I'm like, is it, you don't mind?
I've totally had sex and
a lot of
myself and done everything. Had friends have sex in that bed.
Yeah.
Not me, surprisingly.
Okay, I'm not telling her that one because that would make her feel a little weird. But it's she's like, oh, this is, you know, it's as long as you like, I might take either her bed or somebody's giving my mom bed. Like it was a guest room bed because she cleans houses. So this guest room she sent me a video and it's actually a really nice bed. So I might either get that one or.
Well, that's good. You don't have to at least like buy another one.
No, I'm not buying another one, but I am getting a smaller one. And I've been sleeping on a queen bed for like
you better
a
get
year.
The same mattress or whatever the hell you have, because your bed was like weirdly comfortable. Mm-hmm. Like not only was it huge, but it was like you just started lying on a cloud.
Right. I think it's also because. I had a friend stay over at my parents' house and they got a mattress at the same place and it's a different mattress, but they put like a gel like kind of padding on top.
Yeah.
And then I have all these different blankets, like the perfect kinds. I have like a cool blanket if you don't want to be too hot. I have the soft one if you want something warmer.
Mm-hmm.
I just have the good like variety of blankets and then the different types of pillows because I don't have just one type.
Oh, you have like the Tempur-Pedic and the soft and the firm.
I have like two squishy big Beautyrest ones, and then I have one really squishy one, but I put like a silk pillowcase. Side note, for your hair, silk is actually really good for your hair.
Really?
So you're supposed to have the silk pillow sheets. It won't break your hair or damage it.
Oh.
Because imagine you're sleeping and you're moving your head around.
Yeah.
You're damaging your hair. But the silk is soft enough to where it won't.
You know, I honestly have never... ever thought about my hair getting damaged when I'm sleeping.
I never did either until like I kept reading all this info on it and it was very fascinating and it just feels so nice to rub your face on it.
Okay, fellas, you hear that? Get your girls silk pillowcases for Christmas and tell them this.
Yes.
They will think you're brilliant and then probably Google your ass to make sure you're right.
Exactly.
So make sure you're right.
But yeah, and then I have like a big one. I got like I have the perfect setup in any bed.
Well, make that setup as good with your queen.
For when you come to Tacoma and get
drunk. Hell yeah. Hell yeah on 6th Ave. What?
Hell yeah. But yeah, let us know. And if you guys out there besides Caesar sleep in separate rooms or have with your significant other or separate beds, how did that go and why?
And why? Yeah. And if it did kind of change the sexy time.
Mm-hmm. And it's one of those like if I had to, like I would first get if like the queen didn't work out, I would go back to a king.
Mm-hmm.
If like for whatever reason like we're too hot or just whatever, I could sleep through anything, so snoring doesn't really bother me, but it'd have to take a lot for me to sleep in a different room because I like being in the same bed as somebody.
It's weird to think that I never thought about getting a bigger bed because my boyfriend always complains that I take up too much room and he's always on the edge, but I've never thought, oh well, let's get a different bed. I'm always like, well, sucks for you, like, oh, go on the couch.
It's so nice to see how accommodating and thoughtful you are of other people.
This mofo can pass out in like I kid you not, like 2 minutes. Like he'll be like, babe, let's watch a show, and we'll like put on a show, and he's like passed out in two. And I'm so jealous because I can't sleep that fast. I can't fall asleep that fast unless I'm like drunk or something or sick, you know? So I'm just like trying to watch a show, but I'm like hearing him like so passed out and peaceful, and I just am like, oh, I want to be on, like on your level, you know? Minus that then he starts to can't breathe, and then he like gasps for air, but he doesn't even know he's doing that. He's still in like a peaceful sleep.
Jesus.
Yeah, but I've never thought about getting a bigger bed. That could be an option, I guess.
We'll get a king size bed, christen it. Well, how old's your bed? They say you're supposed to.
It's so old.
They say you're supposed to get a new mattress every 10
every
years
10
or so.
Years. Pretty sure it's more than 10 years. But I will say, like, if you do sleep in separate rooms, I was thinking about it. And, like, a lot of times I feel like sex happens when you guys are just about to, quote unquote, go to bed and you guys are just laying there. And then, like, someone starts touching or you start making out or something. You know, like, I feel like that's a lot of the start of sex. So I was just thinking about that, like maybe if you guys had separate rooms, it would kind of affect. Decrease that, because you'd be like, babe, I'm just going to bed, I'm going to my own room. But you know what I'm saying?
Well, my thinking too, though, I mean, I've never lived with a significant other, like really, like the only time I kind of did was like for maybe a month when my ex-boyfriend would come over, but even then he didn't come over a lot because
I didn't know you've never lived with anyone.
Mm-mm. Because I moved out and I was dating a guy, and I specifically did not move in with him. Everyone asked, why are you moving in with this guy when you're not moving with your boyfriend? I'm like, honestly.
Yeah, looks a little sketch.
Well, honestly, and my roommate, you know, now is married and he's been with this girl like, the entire time.
Yeah.
But so nobody was worried. Like his girlfriend wasn't worried. Like my boyfriend wasn't worried or anything like that. But I didn't trust my boyfriend at the time to give me rent every month.
Oh, like that, maybe you should realize you shouldn't. Date him.
That was kind of towards the end, the beginning of the end, or not even beginning of the end, like middle of the end.
And you're like, I'm not going to live with you. Like
we didn't even discuss it. I'm like, I'm going to move in with this person. Okay, cool. And so we just figured he would come to spend the night all the time anyways. And then like he didn't even help me move. Like it was kind of towards the really bad part of the relationship. He didn't help me move. He didn't come over until like I'd been living there for 2 weeks.
Oh, man.
Weird. Yeah. Like
that's weird.
So it's just like, okay. So it went broke up like shortly after.
And well, how long have you guys been dating?
At that point, almost a year.
That's weird to me.
Yes.
That he wasn't even like, no, babe, like, let's get a place together. That's like.
Well, he knew because he was living with some friends, and then their apartment got kicked out. Not for bad reasons, but just because lease or whatever.
Yeah.
And then he didn't have a place to go. And I think he had just quit his job and was trying to find a different one. So he moved in with his folks. So he was currently living with his parents. I'm like, you're kind of in between jobs. I need something more stable.
Totally. So and he was cool with it?
Yeah.
Well, that's
And then I think it was,
mature.
Yeah, we both kind of knew, like, this isn't lasting
this
much longer.
This isn't going to work.
But I haven't really had a boyfriend for, like, that was my last long-term actual boyfriend.
Yeah. You've had, like, other kind of boyfriends, but
I've dated guys, but never, yeah, like, the last boyfriend I had was, like, over 4 years ago, and he was 3 months.
Yeah. And 3 months is like, it's nothing. That's too soon.
Yeah.
Well, it's too soon to even like think about moving
exactly.
in together. Unless you want to find out real quick whether you guys are good or not.
Right. And like, I've dated other guys for like a long period of time, but it was very like, it was an open kind of a thing. Like, okay,
it was more
we're not,
casual.
It was very casual, but we cared a lot about each other. We were really good friends. So that kind of situation. But like, he had his own place and he had his drama. And I'm like,
we're not gonna get a place
we're not there
to go. And
yet.
I'm not moving
and
in.
And I let my head. I'm like, I like my place. Cause
yeah.
It was in Greenwood before I moved back home.
Yeah, it's tough when you have a place you already really like.
Mm-hmm. So I'm like, everyone else can move out. Can we buy this place? No. But, and I'm like, yeah, get your crap together.
That's
maybe.
Crazy. Are you like kind of worried or excited or anything if it does or when it does happen?
A little both, especially with the house buying process. Uh-huh. I mean, because at the end of the day, it's like, okay, I can just rent my place out and move in with somebody or have them move in with me.
Yeah. I mean, it would probably be more like, unless they had a house as well. And then it was like, oh, which one are we going to live in?
Right. Whatever is going to be more convenient for work and everything like that.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So I've never lived with anybody in that sense. So I don't really know. Like all the times like sex would be initiated, it'd be us. You know, we'd go to bed because we wanted to have sex.
Yeah. But this, you're like always together. So you're like, well, we're just.
But I think
the
other thing that we're thinking that I was thinking about was how many of these people that have separate bedrooms have kids. Right. Mm. So when you have kids, you have to be a lot more discreet and a lot more clever when it comes to when you're having sex. It's like, oh, the kid's show's on for like the next 25 minutes. Let's quickly go into the shower and like do
it. Right. Yeah. I was just saying the bathroom's probably like the number one place. Yeah.
It's just like that kind of thing. It's like, oh crap, the kids are going to be bugging us for snacks in 10 minutes. Let's go. Like, drop your pants. Let's go.
Well, especially the bathroom is like, that is normally a place to be locked. Yeah.
Yes.
And like the bedrooms, especially if you're a kid, you don't want your kid locking their door if they have a lock. So you kind of have to install that and have the door not locked for you too, you know?
Oh no, I would definitely lock. It's like, this is mommy and daddy's room. Like, this
is locked for a reason.
I know some people that won't let their kids in the room. Like, it's like not like a 2-year-old or anything, but maybe like 6, 7, 8 years old or older. They're like, look, this is mommy and daddy's room. Respect our thing. Like,
knowing me, I'm gonna be like, we're having sex in here, okay? Like, this is what sex is at like 5. This is what we're doing. You don't want to walk in, trust me.
And it's like, your kid's gonna be on your phone playing YouTube. I call them and it's like, oh hey little one, what's your mommy and daddy are having sex.
That'd be so funny.
I'd be like,
it's like, okay, tell them good luck,
happy
with
humping
that. Yeah, happy humping. Don't make another one.
Right, apparently you can't handle one.
Yeah, wear protection please this time.
But moving on, we did get a voicemail. We actually got this last night.
Oh,
because I was in the middle of another phone call and it popped up on my phone.
You're like, who the hell is
like
this?
I'm like, I don't know how to
ignore
because I'm talking. I was in a video call with my cousin, actually. We were talking about the mattress. Like, hey, so it looks
cute.
Because if I get a U-Haul, I'm like, I can just go drive by. She's not going to live too far away.
Do you video call a lot?
With her, yes.
Oh.
Because the little girls, her two little girls love it.
Okay, that makes sense.
So when they hear my voice, they're like, yeah, Vicky.
I always think video calling is so weird, but that makes way more sense. Mm-hmm. And I was watching a show and like she was a young mom with a baby and like had a boyfriend or whatever and FaceTimed him and showed him the baby, the dude, and the baby got so excited, like was like reaching for the phone and was like flap, like I hadn't seen this baby get so excited, and I was like, this is so sweet, he like recognizes the person.
This is a show?
Yeah, it was a show.
It's funny because we have a sales guy here who, like, during his lunch, he'll FaceTime his wife and baby girl.
Oh.
And so he'll be talking to her. It's like, hey, honey, what are you doing? And stuff. And he'll just be sitting there eating his lunch and talking to her. And I'm like, okay, that's adorable. But
that's adorable.
Yeah, with the two little girls, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Or I'll FaceTime my cousin. Like, she's like, I have no shame. Whatever clothes you don't want, I'll take. And so I always try to, like, clear out my closet to get rid of stuff.
Hey, don't forget about me. You give me some of your clothes sometimes.
I know, but she's pregnant right now. So, and I'm a little, she's smaller than me. So it kind of, the pregnancy clothes, basically.
Oh my god, that's terrible.
No, I'm kidding. No, but just like, I know the stuff I know she's going to like or possibly like.
Yeah.
So I'll FaceTime her. I'm like, hey, do you want this? Yep. How about this? Yep. This? Nope. I don't want that. Cool.
That's good. So easy for you.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. But we shall play a voicemail. If I can click it.
You can do it.
What's up, ladies of the broadcast? This is Stevie the Packers fan. So the last time I called you, you read my text as a voicemail and didn't turn out too well. to be honest, I don't remember what I said. Something like, I do want to make you guys banana bread. I don't know if that's going to happen. I will try my best to get you guys home. I just want to know when you guys go on Christmas vacation. That's all I want to know. And then I'll try to arrange something with you, Vicky, or I can talk to Steve. It doesn't matter. But the most important reason I called is happy birthday, Sarah, even though your birthday is on Thursday and it's Tuesday. It's 7 o'clock or whatever. I don't care. Just want to wish you a happy birthday. I hope you had a fun birthday weekend. I worked on my birthday, which was Sunday. So, hey, but I'm getting a bunch of overtime and yay.
Happy birthday.
Don't know much else, ladies. I hope you guys had a good vacation. And I just want to say, Tuesday morning when I heard you guys back in the air, I laughed so hard about BJ's, your dad's rant on how much he hated Philadelphia and how much Steve didn't care for Disneyland or Disney World or whatever. That made me so happy. It was like the happiest I've been in a long time. So just want to point that out to you guys. Don't know much else. Talk to you ladies later. Bye-bye.
I think Steve had a good time at Disney World, but I think there was just other, like the Airbnb didn't turn out well. Or
all the lines and stuff.
I mean, there was like the screaming kids. I think he said Epcot wasn't the greatest, but I think he still overall had a really good time.
Yeah, and happy belated birthday. Yes. Another Sagittarius, what? We all come out of the woodworks. My birthday's tomorrow, so that's really nice that you remembered. Thank you. You know. I'm super excited about it, but I'm not really excited about turning another year older.
Because you're going to be 27?
Yeah. Late I mean, 20s? It's crazy because I was having dinner with a girlfriend yesterday and she said, oh, you're like now you're late 27 or you're late 20s. And I thought 26 was late 20s. So see, I've already been thinking I'm okay. late 20s.
See, in my head, because I think I had this argument when I turned 26 too. Like I thought, you know, 20 to like 23 was your early 20s. Mm-hmm. 24 to 26 was mid 20s. And then 27 to 29 was late 20s.
Oh.
That was my thought.
Wow. So then, yeah, I am. See, I don't know.
But you have already had this whole year of thinking you already were, so it shouldn't be that bad.
Well, and I will say 27 sounds like, damn, you're an adult.
It sounds like it, but you're not.
I know. Well, and then I think of my brother who just turned 30 and Danny today is 32. Happy birthday. And I'm like, I look at them and I'm like, no, they're not even adults either. Like, it's not like in 3 years or 5 years, I'm probably still going to be exactly like them.
Right. And that's the thing, too. It's just as long as you are still young at heart. Because you saw, like, people in their 30s when you were in high school or middle school, they seem so, like, mature and they seem so adult-like. And now I thought, oh, I'm turning 30 in August.
Yeah.
I'm there. I'm a freaking idiot. Well, how am I an adult?
Well, and then I've been you'd like this. I've been like watching Friends like almost every night,
right.
And they're supposed to be
30.
Yeah,
and like in the like season 6 or 7, they're 30.
Yeah, so they're like season 2, 3, 4, they're like
26, yeah. 25,
and I'm just like what? No. I mean, their lives are all like crazy still, but I'm like,
but it's also, it shows, I think, also the difference in time.
Totally.
Because,
yeah.
I mean, Monica, at, like the first season, I think she was 25 or 26. Because I just recently rewatched it too.
It's been on, like, and when we had so much time off, mm-hmm. I was like.
Just background noise?
Well, especially too, because my sleep schedule is so whack. Mm-hmm. So the boyfriend, Johnny Rubs, goes to bed the normal time we would, like 9, 9:30-ish. Uh-huh. But then I would not be able to sleep. So I would seriously just watch Friends till like 1 a.m. And honestly, I love it.
It's a good show.
It's such a good show. Gets old.
One of my favorite things to do, and I'll talk about a fun game to play with like Friends that I got from somebody did this with Seinfeld. But I think like Monica had like a professional job and she was 25. She was like a sous chef.
Mm-hmm, yep.
And then Chandler was like working at an office, just kind of data person. And then he got what's it called? He became the boss in a couple, like a season or two later. And then Ross was probably, he was the older one, so the oldest. So he was probably like 26 to 27.
Was he always a paleontologist or whatever?
Yeah, so he was probably 27, 28, but he had a doctorate. So mm-hmm. he already gone and gotten his master's and doctorate degree, you know, like.
Yeah.
Holy crap. And he worked at a museum and he had apparently worked there for a couple of years. So it was kind of it was a little weird.
Yeah.
It's like they had their crap together, but the way life is nowadays, it is very hard for somebody to have that level of success that is at that age.
Totally.
Between the free internships that we have to do and you need experience to have this job. And I'm going to start you off at minimum wage, even though you've gone to school and are a master at
this. Dude, right? You need experience to get this job. How the hell do I get experience then if you won't give me a job?
Exactly.
That's like the craziest thing I don't understand. So. Like, but.
That's why I think it's a little different. Like it throws us off more so because of how the state of things are now.
Mm-hmm. But I'm still like, damn.
So somebody did this, I think, on Tumblr or somewhere. I saw it online. They took pictures from Seinfeld and they made plots for the episode based on today.
Like, oh.
Because a lot, and then I had also read another article. It's like, how many of these would be obsolete? Like, it wouldn't make any sense. It's like, oh, this whole big mishap because they couldn't contact this person. It's like, nowadays, it's like, oh, this is the problem. Here's my phone.
Yeah.
Let me call this person. Boom. No episode. Like, basically,
let me go on Facebook. Let me, like, see what you're doing.
Right. So, I'll actually pull some up right now. But the idea is, like, yeah, like, create an episode of this show, but based on today's stuff. And I like doing that with Friends. Like when I'm watching it, I'm like, oh, what would Ross or Chandler get into if they weren't like if they were that age now, if they were in their mid 20s, like what adventures would Chandler be getting into? He'd be trying on dating sites and keep getting no like likes.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Even the episode yesterday, like Chandler was waiting to get a call back from the squirrel and like she wasn't calling apparently. And like he didn't want to call, but like then he called and like left a voicemail and then. Monica was like, well, just call. And if it's like beeping or something, then you know she hasn't checked her voicemail or something or whatever.
Like, nobody does voicemails
anymore. Nobody does that anymore. No one even has a home phone. Like, it was so, because he went to Monica's place and called himself from their phone to make sure his phone was still working and like all this. And I'm like, no one would do that on a cell phone. Like, no one, like, it's just different.
Right. So it's called Modern Seinfeld. And there's actually, I think, a Twitter thing. And then there's people that actually put pictures to him. But there's one for Seinfeld. It's like Elaine has a bad waiter at a nice restaurant and her negative Yelp review goes viral and she gets banned. Kramer accidentally joins the tea party. Elaine pretends to live in Brooklyn to date a cute younger guy and Kramer becomes addicted to 5-Hour Energy. George's parents get Skype.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. It's like Kramer discovers that his foot-long sub is only 11 inches. Kramer gets freaks out about everything. I didn't watch a whole lot of Seinfeld, so I only know the references.
Yeah, I didn't either. Seinfeld was not my jam.
Yeah, he takes his case to Jackie Chili's. It's a disaster, an atrocity, and a barbarity. See, George breaks his phone to meet the cute Apple genius. George, she kicked me out, said I abused the system, Jerry. Well, she is a genius.
That's cute.
Let me see if I can find some for Friends.
I heard too, I know now everyone's freaking out about it, but they were going to cancel Friends on Netflix.
I heard that,
right?
They ended up not doing that.
They're not doing it.
Honestly, though, I don't like watching Friends on, like, I will because it's easy, but I'd rather watch them on DVD.
Oh, really?
For one reason. They don't give you the full episode
on Netflix?
Yeah, I think they're showing you the episodes that aired on TV, but if you watch the DVDs, and some of it they cut out because it's not appropriate. Like, there was a like bulimia comment or thing once. It's like, oh my God, you look so good. And one of the other girls is like, shut up, don't say anything. And she pointed like down her throat. She's like, no, but you really have to stop. You know, you lost so much weight. No, you should stop. You look great.
Yeah.
Kind of like they cut that out of the Netflix one. But just a lot of comment. Like there's one on one of the episodes, I think when Joey and Ross are dating the same girl that was moving in.
Yeah.
And at the end, he's like, well, I mean, we still got the reservation. You want to eat? And Joey says, does a bear S in the woods? Like, he actually says the S word.
Oh.
So it's like longer versions.
Yeah.
It's not like a 25-minute episode. It's more like a 30-minute episode. Mm. That's why I like it. So I'll be watching it. I'm like, they missed out the great line. Like, where is
Vicky
it?
Vicky would know because she knows every episode. Oh, so yeah. She would know if they missed out a line. Oh.
Let's see. Friends. Let's do modern Friends episodes. But what other shows, like that, like from the 90s or something that you still love?
Honestly, there's a lot of, there's like movies that I can watch over and over again, but that's like one of the only sitcoms. I think that is the only sitcom because I'm so usually not even into sitcoms. I'm usually into reality or like superheroes, but even superhero shows I can't watch over and over again. By the way, I just finished Daredevil. So good.
Okay, I was gonna say, if you had problems with it,
oh my God,
we were gonna have problems.
No,
it was amazing.
It was amazing. It was like one of the nights we were off, BJ and I watched like 4 episodes in a row because I loved it. I loved it. It was so badass. But I don't think I would like watch it over again necessarily. You know, it's not one of those things that I think, because I know what's gonna happen. But we're in sitcoms. It's like, oh, like this is still funny and this is relatable and
it's like, yay.
Yeah. Yeah. What about you?
I like what shows I'm liking are from the 90s.
From the 90s that you can like watch, I mean, like Friends.
I think it's mostly just Friends or cartoons, like the original SpongeBob.
Oh, yeah.
Like the first ones. Like the new ones I'll watch, but they're not my favorite. Or, I mean, this isn't 90s, but childhood, I will watch like old school Tom and Jerry and old school Scooby-Doo, like from way before my time.
Are they still on or do you have to like Netflix or like DVD?
So we actually, I think we have the Tom and Jerry DVDs and I think sometimes they put them on TV, but
yeah,
I'll watch those if they're on. But somebody did a whole plots based like for Friends, like same thing.
Oh yeah.
The pilot, 6 people in a room staring at phones complaining about bad Wi-Fi.
Everyone's life.
Right.
Nowadays.
And they actually gave titles to, the, you know how it's like the one with the, that's the start of all the, episodes.
Yeah, yeah.
The one with, the second one, the one with the mattress in the hallway. Instead of 2 separate apartments, Joey and Chandler, Monica and Rachel all live in one because, you know, the economy.
Yeah. Oh. And rent is really expensive.
Especially New York.
Yeah.
The one with the bottomless mimosas. Mr. Heckles bangs on the ceiling every time the friends are trying to figure out where to go for brunch. Let's see. Monica gets too competitive playing heads up with the gang and accidentally smashes Ross' new iPhone 6.
What the heck is Heads Up?
Oh, it's fun. I have it.
The one where you like put it on the phone and then you say the
it's Ellen DeGeneres' game. And so,
and then you like,
you have to give clues, and you, the person with the phone on their head has to guess what
I get
bets on the phone. I usually play the animal one because it's the easiest.
See, I think of Heads Up 7 Up, like when would play it like fun. In grade school.
I used to cheat and look at people's shoes.
Vicky!
Because nobody ever picked me, so it was very rare for me to get picked.
Oh, sad.
So I'm like, and I wanted to go up there and continue playing.
Yeah. Yeah, I loved that game.
What's it called? The one where Joey swipes, right? Joey's the king of Tinder. How you swipe, how you swipe, how you doing?
How you doing?
The one where no filter. Ross tries to convince everyone that he had an idea, the idea for Instagram first.
He would do that.
Yeah. Chandler works at a startup. People still have no idea what he does. Rachel sprains her ankle, but doesn't need to use Monica's insurance because Obamacare.
Obama!
Chandler invents a catchphrase describing how he can't even. So he becomes internet famous because of a catchphrase. Central Perk gets a B rating from the health department and the gang become paranoid to go back in.
Yep.
It's fine. Calm down.
Yeah, it's fine, everyone.
The gang teases Ross for getting an iPhone 6 Plus, which can't even fit into his pants pocket. I could see him like going in and specifically... Oh, this is how the episode would go for him, like his storyline. He would go and get every single one of his pants tailored to fit.
To fit the damn phone.
And then the new, like he finally gets the phone. It's not the, like the brand new one. Yeah. And then they announce the next one.
Yeah.
And he's just like sitting there defeated.
Oh, yeah. He would play that really well.
Or, you know, Chandler, somebody comes by with an iPad. It's like, oh my God, check this out. It's like,
and then he has to get them all tailored for the iPad.
Like put in this jacket or something. Joey moves to LA because New York just isn't a place for artists anymore. His goodbye to New York essay only says, how you doing, LA? Yeah, but he did go. They did after the Friends ended. They had a show. I think it was just called Joey.
Yeah, they did.
I watched a couple episodes.
I did too. I love him, but it was like the six of them together.
Yeah.
That's, special. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The one with the lattes. Chandler calls every coffee shop $4 because could coffee be any more expensive?
Jesus.
The one with the spoilers. Everyone sees the end of Breaking Bad except Chandler, who hides from everyone until he does.
Oh, yeah.
And I can totally see Gunther or somebody accidentally spoiling it for him right as he's about to watch it.
Yeah.
Gunther. Or like a boyfriend or something comes in. Like, because I'm imagining that they're not all married or anything like that. They're all still single.
Yeah.
Like in the first episode. The one with the Facebook stalker. Monica Facebook stalks Richard after their breakup.
Oh, Richard was weird.
But Richard wouldn't have Facebook, would he? No, I think she probably like stalk his LinkedIn because he's a doctor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was like older.
See, we need to write these.
I know, right?
We know these characters,
you,
Sarah.
You definitely do too.
No, what's gonna happen is that next time there's a Friends trivia night, you're coming with me.
Okay, I'll do my best. I mean, I'm just getting really into it.
It's okay, like we have time.
We got this. Binge watching Partay.
I can give you my DVDs if you want the full versions.
Oh, gosh.
The one with the hashtag. Rachel innocently tweets hashtag ugly naked guy and it trends out of control.
Oh.
I think, would it be Rachel? I think it would be Rachel that would do that.
Or Phoebe.
I love Phoebe at the beginning. I didn't like her at the end.
She's such a wacko.
She was just such a bitch at the end.
Was she?
Yeah, she just became more salty and like aggressive. And I was just like, calm down. And Monica just became more aggressively annoying. The only one that I liked all the way through was Chandler and Rachel. And I think Chandler, they tried to make him more feminine as it went by, too.
Mm-hmm.
I was just like, okay, like we don't really, doesn't matter. We don't need that. Is that an ad? What's going on? Okay. The one with the nerd rage. Ross gets into a fight at a board game cafe over a Settlers of Catan misunderstanding.
Oh, yes. My dad's in the background of that episode.
Yeah.
Playing, too.
He's like one of the guys playing. He's the one he argues with.
Oh, that'd be perfect.
The one with the web series. The gang watches all of Joey's web series to make him feel better during his quarter life crisis.
Oh, poor Joey.
Because he's like, well, I got to be internet famous. That'll be a whole like thing where he tries to be YouTube,
YouTube famous. Yep. Mm-hmm.
The one with the Apple genius. Monica finds out exactly how germy smartphone screens get and loses her S.
Oh, God. I don't even want to know how germy they get.
Joey starts a Kickstarter for his own web series but spends all the money he raised on Candy Crush in-app purchases.
That sounds like Joey.
Yeah, I don't know if he played Candy. I don't know if he played Candy Crush. I don't, I feel like if anybody would get addicted to playing Candy Crush would be Monica.
Oh, because it's so like
it's just like, yeah, I got this. Or even Phoebe. Ross records a video blog rant about how he and Rachel were on a break and gets to the top of Reddit. There's a bunch of these, and I kind of want to read them all. I was like, oh, I don't want to read them all. I'm going to.
Oh, God. How many more are there?
We're at 23 and there's 50.
No, do not read them all. Stop, Vicky. Stop. I know your obsession is real, but you must
all right,
stop.
I'll just go through and find the good ones.
No, I'm stopping you. I have to also tell when we're on break.
This one's awesome, though. Ross accidentally likes a woman's Facebook photo from 2003 and decides to like every photo in the album as a funny joke and then ends up deleting his Facebook altogether.
Dude, it is weird when, like, someone likes, like, 20 of your pictures at once and they were all from, like, 2 years ago.
Right.
Yeah. It's like, so you were stalking. Thanks.
How about Ugly Naked Girl is really an activist for the free nipple movement and Phoebe decides she wants to join the movement. So does Joey.
I mean...
Oh, Gunther finally gets the guts to express his feelings to Rachel in a long message via Snapchat, and he accidentally sets the timer to 1 second.
Oh. Does it just go away after that?
I guess.
Okay, anyway, enough friends.
Hold, okay, one more.
OMG.
The gang decides to give online dating a try, and Monica and Rachel and Phoebe end up dating the same guy. Meanwhile, Joey and Chandler get matched to each other and have no idea why.
Kyle, they're like lovers. That.
They're so funny. All right. Well, sorry. We got real into this.
Vicky got really into this.
I don't know how we even got here.
I don't actually honestly really either. But we're going on break the 17th.
Yes.
Because I know he asked that about because he wants to make us bread. I don't know if it'll be able to happen, but.
We got about a week and a half.
I know. Crazy.
And then we did get a text message.
A message.
It's a meme, and it says, I just realized that the first Cars movie and the first Thor movie have the exact same plot. Someone says, I want an explanation. A man on the road to greatness ends up lost in a small desert town with seemingly no hope of getting back to the life he knows. Over time, he falls in love with someone there and learns to be humble. With this character development complete, he's able to return to his life, never forgetting the people in that desert town. I'm saving that for Geek Nation.
Wow. Yeah. Do you agree?
I mean, it's cute. It's a cute comparison. It is obviously not the same movie, but it is kind of cool that they were able to find a comparison.
But they're like a similar plot.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
In that sense. Like, yeah. Okay. And then it says, hey, girls, I hope you had a good Thanksgiving. My wife and both daughters got the flu, and only my son and I didn't spend the day throwing up. But hey, Vic, here's something for you. And it was the meme.
Oh, first of all, I'm so sorry. Second of all, all three of the, like, the stomach flu.
Ugh. And that was our buddy James.
James. Oh, that sounds terrible. But thank God you didn't get it.
And then during Live Day a couple weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
Michael, the musical trucker, was there. And he's like, nice pajamas. Look for the llama sweater in the crowd. And he actually played, I think, Beat Migs with us.
Oh, hell yeah. Oh, yeah. I saw you. Yeah, yep. We took a picture together. And you won, I think. Well, you won the prize. I don't know if you actually won, but you got the prize. Congrats. Yeah, thanks for saying hi and introducing yourself.
Yeah, I know. Live Day was a lot of fun.
Your sweater was dope. It was a lot. By the time it was all over, I like went home and passed out. I was exhausted.
I was too, mentally and everything. Like it just,
drained.
And it felt like we worked out.
Yeah. It was like nonstop.
But, I mean, don't get me wrong. We had a lot of fun, though.
Yeah. It's so cool. It's like, it's crazy.
All right. I know we got like fully into other stuff, but... We actually do have some stuff planned for today's episode after 40 minutes.
After friends.
But Thanksgiving did happen.
Yeah.
What'd you end up doing?
It did. Oh, man. It was like so chill. It was so just mellow. Just hung out with the family.
What happened after Thanksgiving?
The first day. Yeah. Well, I went to my friend's house. Might have gotten kind of drunk.
Did you fight? Did you punch somebody?
No, I didn't fight anyone. Isn't that a good thing that I don't get physical? Could you imagine if I got physical? Like,
I would, like, the second you threw a punch at me, I would beat you down.
Yeah, I would get my ass kicked if I got, like, physical when I was drunk.
That's my thing, though, too. I don't like getting physical with somebody, but the second someone hits me,
game over.
Oh, God.
All bets are off. Mm-hmm. No, I ended up kind of, I don't want to say bitching out, but expressing myself in a drunkenly manner to my friend's girlfriend.
We all know. Sarah, drunkenly expressing herself means she's yelling in your face.
I was, it was weird because I was actually like, my feelings were kind of hurt too. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes when I get mad, just in general, when I get really mad, I'll start crying. Mm-hmm. And so it was that. It was like a slightly talking loudly, kind of screaming, but sobbing.
But does that happen? Like, do you, what's the word I'm looking for? When you get to that crying mad stage, does that happen more often when you're drunk, or does that also happen when you're sober?
Always.
Okay.
It always has since I was little. And okay. I've always hated it because I was always not taught, but like told crying is a weakness. Not from my family, but like.
Like everybody else.
Everybody else in my dance studio. Like, you can never cry in the studio because crying is a weakness. It shows weakness. And so when I was really mad, I would be really upset, but I wouldn't be upset, like sad about it. I would just be really angry about it. But for some reason, my body's like, you're angry. And then the tears just come. But I'm like, this is weakness, but I'm not, you know, I'm not emotional about it. I don't know why I'm crying. My body's just doing this, but I'm not sad about it. I just want to kill you.
Do you still feel that way? Like, where you try not to cry because of the weakness feel? Or have you tried kind of growing out? Because that's how I used to be, the exact same way, even for physical pain. And I'd gotten nailed a lot playing soccer.
No, I am a bait. I will cry if I'm injured. Mm-hmm. I will cry like a little bitch. I will cry if I'm like hurt and you hurt my feelings. I have no problem crying like if I feel that way. But a lot of times when I get angry, I don't feel like that. Mm-hmm. I don't know. My body just cries.
Like, I have to get really, really upset for me to get there.
To like cry when you're angry.
Yeah. And then my nose starts to bleed sometimes when I get
right. And it's weird. You're like, I didn't get my, why is my nose? Like, what is this happening to my body? Right. Like, it's a very weird. So my feelings were hurt, but I wasn't on the feeling of hurt. Like, I'm going to cry. My feelings are hurt. I was just like, damn, like, I'm actually like kind of hurt by this, but I'm more really just pissed off. But it came out as pissed off, but like also crying, which I mean, obviously it looked like a hot mess, but it might have looked like I have more sympathy.
Would you have reacted the same way in this situation, this particular situation, had you not been drunk?
I honestly don't know if it would have actually came out, because I didn't even want it to come out. It was the type of thing where my feelings got hurt. I kind of told my friend how I felt, and he went and told her, and I only told him because he asked how I was doing. And I was like, honestly, like, my feelings are hurt. So he thought it was the right thing to do to tell her so she could deal with it.
Yeah.
And so then she came up to me, and that's how it all kind of started, because I would never have brought it up on my own. Mm-hmm. And if I was drunk, I don't know if I would have told him how I was feeling when he asked, like, told him exactly. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Or if it came up, I feel like it would have been more. Like, because you're a very direct person, so it would have, like, you would have been honest about it and how you felt, but I think it might have not felt like a hot mess.
Yeah, maybe I wouldn't have started sobbing and being so ridiculous about it. But it's weird because, you know, I remember what I said, and everything I said, I think, is my truth, sober and drunk. You know, sometimes when you're drunk and you say just ridiculous stuff, and then you come back and you're like, wow, I really didn't mean that. I don't know where that came from. I know where this came from. You know, I felt like this for a long time. I just haven't said anything.
But I'm wondering, there's a difference, though. Like, I could say something to you like, hey, you know what, Sarah, this has been bugging me for a while. Mm-hmm. This is what's going on. But if we're drunk and or just in an emotional state like that where we're crying, we could say the exact same words and mean the exact same thing. But it's not going to, it immediately changes the feel of everything. So you're not going to be in that same headspace.
Oh.
It's going to feel like a different conversation.
I see what you're saying.
And that's part of the reason, like, I know you like to have the conversations in the moment. That's because I know I can't get my words out right. And then I say something that I don't mean to say in my attempt to explain or trying to figure out what's going on. So I need my time to kind of think. And then come back to talk about it.
Yeah. No, I think I would have said probably everything the same. I would. I feel like if I was just completely sober, though, it would have came out the same, but I wouldn't have been crying. You know what I'm saying?
Like, but I feel like if I'm crying right now and I'm like, I have an issue with you, Sarah.
Yeah.
You stretched out my socks. I don't know.
I don't know the first thing. Not your socks. Hey, your feet are wider than mine.
But yours are longer.
True.
but like whatever reason, like I'm upset with you. If I come to you just crying, that immediately puts you at a different state of mind. Like, am I you're defensive? Now you have, are you feeling your first reaction defensive or sympathetic or whatever, mm-hmm. as opposed to let me listen to what you have to say. Now you feel like you're putting on another role, either the defender or, you know, the comforter or whatever.
Yeah.
Because I know if you came to me crying that you had a problem with me, I'll be like, okay, she's crying. My first reaction, because this is me, is comfort. Let me bring her back down. That's my first reaction. But if you come to me like, hey, you know what, Vicky, I have a problem. And you sat down. It's like, okay, I'm going to not be defensive. I'm not going to be here to comfort. I'm here to listen to what she has to say. So that, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah. And that's what I was thinking. I was like, wow, like I was really crying and I was really emotional about that. Uh-huh. And I don't feel like I would have been like that if I was sober, but I feel because I don't have a crazy connection with this person.
Uh-huh.
You know, like I'm more friends with her boyfriend. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to, you know, be cool and whatever. And I have been, and we have been, but so I wouldn't have normally been crying.
Yeah.
If it was like my really good friend, I probably would have been crying. Like, hey, like, I really want to work this out kind of thing. So at that point, I was like, wow, like, this really like makes it look like I really care and I'm really.
Mm-hmm.
But and my first thought would be exactly how yours is. You know, like, holy ass, like, I'm so sorry. Like, I never want you to feel like that ever again. Like, how can I help this? How can I make this better? Blah, blah, blah. It wasn't
just,
that
like,
at
just
all.
Just know that it wasn't my intention to do this. This is what I was thinking. Like, this is how I saw it.
Sorry if I hurt your feelings. I would never try to do that.
Yeah.
It just wasn't like that, really. It was like, oh.
Have you tried to have a conversation with this person sober?
No, we haven't after. Mm-mm.
I feel like, because you said there has been, like, this weird kind
it's of. Just, you know, to be honest, I just don't know how to deal. And maybe some people out there have had this or you've had this. And I don't know how to deal with. You're a really good friend and you've been friends and you're cool, but you, the significant other, and you don't necessarily get along very well.
And I've had situations like that too, where it's hard because I immediately feel, and I don't know if you've ever had this too, if I'm friends with a dude
mm-hmm.
and like their girlfriend, kind of, like I mostly hang out with a dude, but if we're all hanging out with like the girlfriends there, I immediately feel like I have to bump up my game in the sense of be more friends with her.
Yeah, so she doesn't
feel threatened. And I get her to be comfortable around me because I've always grew up like being friends with dudes up until the last couple of years. Most of my friends have been dudes.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been very careful with how I am with my friendships with guys now. So their girlfriends or wives or anything don't get the wrong idea or they're not uncomfortable by my presence. I'm like, I just like your boyfriend or your husband because he's like a brother to me.
Yeah.
Like he's genuinely just my friend. I have no. Because he is your significant other, my like there is nothing going down in my pants. No, you know, no tingling in my body for him. He's just like
dry down here.
Yeah, it's more like you're my brother. I have nothing for you. I got no feelings here. So I feel like I have to go out of my way to really like make the significant other more comfortable.
And I honestly
don't know if you get that too.
I mean, I feel like that too for sure. Like especially with some of my other guy friends, mm-hmm. I'm like, yo, like you're like obviously your girlfriend's always invited. Like
right.
If we're all going to go out, she's invited. Like, that's mm-hmm. kind of how it always is. But I usually get along pretty well with almost everyone.
Mm-hmm.
So if I don't get along with someone, it's different and it's weird for me. And I don't really, you know, it's just different. And so in the beginning with this specific relationship, at least, I was like, I wanted to get to know her better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, we should hang out. Like, hit me up. Like, let's, you know, hang out. But then once I hung out with them a few more times and I was like, maybe this isn't, you know, there's some people out there that you're just not going to see eye to eye with and you're going to clash with. It's just really weird for me because I don't want that to put my relationship with her boyfriend in jeopardy in any way.
I think the only time it would ever be any kind of, for those, by the way, listening, I know the full story, the background story of this. So
we're being very vague for a reason.
Yes, but I know what's going on, so that's why I'm saying certain things. But could it be because you have these issues because you guys are either very different or very similar?
Mm-hmm.
But I think at this point, because there's situations like that. I moved out of my old place because of because I was trying to get a house. But two, old roommate's significant other.
Oh.
That's weird. Freudian slip. His significant other and I realized I cannot live with her. I cannot spend an extended period of time around her because we would hate each other. And then it would just complicate the relationship with me and him because we've been friends for many, many years.
Yeah.
It was just not worth it to me. Mm-hmm. And then I saw they came out to my birthday. I felt like obligated to invite them. And I felt oddly very comfortable. Like I had a good time with both of them.
Because it had been so long, maybe.
That, and it's just like, I remembered I can handle her in small doses. So there's some people in your life you have to realize that you can have around you all the time. But then there's others that we have to handle in small doses. And if you want those relationships to work, then you have to like know that and keep that in mind.
Yeah.
It's just like, okay, we're reaching the threshold of the amount of time we've had with each other. Okay, we need to go before we kill each other. And I think that's something that we've come to realize in our relationship, Sarah, is that in a lot of ways, we see things very differently. And that's some of the things I love about you is because you do see the world in a very different way than I do.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, because it's like, I will never understand some of these things, but you're able to.
Yeah.
So it's pretty interesting to hear perspectives. And I respect your perspectives and your views on in life and everything. But the way we are, like especially as we've gotten older and what we want out of life and what we do, changes and how we behave. And so I think if we like were ever to live together or anything like that, we would have murdered each other.
We would have murdered each other.
Because like
for sure.
Like I love you to death and I love the amount of time we hang out. But I think if we were to hang out a lot more than that.
Yeah.
That's not the kind of relationship that we are able to have.
Yeah.
And we acknowledge that. That doesn't mean I love you any less.
Yeah, same.
Exactly. So I think it's a very fascinating the thing to think about, too. It's like, you know what? Maybe I can have a friendship with this person at this limited basis. And it doesn't make that friendship any, like, it doesn't make it a bad friendship.
It's true. Just, but it is also like...
But I have a try from both sides.
Yeah. And I have a lot of friends who are like that. Like, I'll see you once a month. We'll get dinner. Good. We'll go see a movie. So we don't really have to talk. You know what I'm like? Yeah. I have, you know, that I still like the person and I think they're a good people. But, you know, you either drive me crazy or I drive you crazy or whatever it is. But like this person, I never see really ever. Yeah. Anyway,
and it might be
I see her maybe a few times a year.
So maybe that's just something like when you do see her, acknowledge, hey, how's it going? Move on and kind of, because it's usually group outings that you see this person at. And just, you know, I'm trying to think of the word in English. Sorry.
What is it in Spanish?
Convivir.
Oh, convivir.
Convivir means to interact.
Interact.
With, it's like just like minimal interaction. Be like, you know what? I appreciate your presence. Cool. I'm going to go hang out with somebody else in the same group. Not ignore them, but just like, you know what? Here's our space. Because clearly we either too similar or too different that there is obviously some sort of tension here.
Yeah. And I mean, I'm not stupid. I have to know that like at the end of the day, my friend is going to be more on
the significant others.
Yeah. Which I totally get. And that's, I feel like how a boyfriend and or girlfriend should be. Mm-hmm. Like, if they're beefing with someone, like you kind of, the significant other is going to trump the friend, unless it's like the best friend from like second grade or some crap. But so I understand that. So like anything I tell him, I obviously know like she's going to know and like this, that. And I don't want to like talk bad. It's just hard when you have like a problem and you don't really think it's going to be, I don't think it's something that can be resolved. I just think it's a personality difference.
Yeah.
And
that doesn't necessarily, again, doesn't make it a bad thing per se. It's just, that's just the way it is. Mm-hmm. You can still be around each other. You just have to both acknowledge that there is that thing there and then just learn to live with it in those group situations the 4 times a year.
Yeah. Which, by the way, I might tell you guys next week how it went because
they're invited to your birthday.
Yep.
Well, let's move on to happier things because your birthday is this weekend.
Yeah. Party. Yes. Yes.
So what's on the agenda this year?
You know, I'm a girl of traditions and the same thing.
Including the dress. Are you wearing a different dress?
No. No.
Are you going to change it for your 30th?
You know, I told my friends, okay, so I've worn the same birthday dress when I was 21. I got it and it took me forever to freaking find. And no, I think it's very cute, but it's nothing special. It's just kind of a dress and it has some sparkly stuff on it. But it took me forever to find because I don't really wear dresses that often.
So you don't like to shop either.
I don't like to shop either. And I'm not really, I don't know. When I'm in dresses, I feel like I have to like, you know, I don't know, suck everything in. And
boobs. And,
yeah. And this is a dress where it kind of is more flowy. So I think it's perfect for dancing.
Have you tried finding the same dress in a different color?
Well, see, I got this down in LA, and it was like in a boutique shop type thing. So, yeah, that would be cool, though. That would be so funny if I get the same dress in a different color for my 30th birthday.
Let me see. Take a picture of the tag when you get home and send it to me. I'm going to see if I can do some digging.
That would be hilarious.
Just to piss off all your friends.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm wearing a different dress.
It's the same one. It's red.
Yeah. It's different. So, yeah. So every year I'm kind of worried, like, can I still zip it up kind of thing, you know? So I tried it on a few weeks ago and it still fits. And so I have a group chat of some of my friends that are coming and I wrote like, hey, just to let everyone know, tried it on, still fits. We're in the same dress. And my friends hate it so much. And they're like, for the love of God, Sarah, please go shopping. Like, and I'm like, nope. So
what if I bought you a dress that you happen to love? Would you change it up even if you love the dress? Like, because I sometimes give you clothes. Like, I'll go to the store. I'm like, Sarah might like this, and I'll take a picture. You want this?
And yeah, I mean,
I'll do your shopping for you on occasion.
I may. It's just that dress is so like, just like what I know. I know it's gonna be good.
You're a creature habit.
I'm a creature. I really am. It's almost like I'm not good with change at all. So I'm going to the same hotel.
It's the same room, the same linens, and the same cleaning lady.
It's almost going to be like the exact same. But last year, we balled out because they didn't have my room ready. So BJ, my father, pulled his ways, and I got this insane room last year. Like, mm-hmm. It was ridiculous. Like, nothing is ever going to top that room. So,
are you paying for the room? Who pays for the room? Your dad?
Yeah, that's my like gift kind of thing from my parents. But the room that I normally get is like $1,500 less than the one I got last year. Like the room last year, like it used to be $1,000 a night, and then now it's like almost $2,000 a night. Yeah, it's ridiculous. Yeah,
no,
I would never. No. But so I get the room that I usually get. I got all the previous years, which I honestly still love. Like, okay. I absolutely love it. You know?
Yeah. It's pretty cool.
I love it. I love that room.
Do you ever think of trying to find something closer to where you end up going?
You know, I've thought of that. I thought about that last year when I was thinking about going to like different places or whatever. But no, I'm a creature of habit.
And where are you going to go party after?
We were going to go to Aston Manor, mm-hmm. like last year. Yep. But apparently Pauly D is in town. What's up, Jersey Shore? What? So tickets were, you know.
Expensive.
And when I mean expensive, I mean like it would probably be $50 a person. And as much as that doesn't sound expensive, like.
It does.
Yeah. And I love my
friends. Especially around Christmas time.
Well, and I love my friends, but like I'm not expecting people to drop $50 because as much as I love someone, like that's kind of a lot, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, screw that. So we're going to go to a different club, Havana.
Oh, Unana.
Yeah, I've never had my birthday there, but shout out to Rock Girl Amber. She used to work there. And
I think I've been in it. It looked cool, but then we left because I think I don't want to pay the cover.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was like the last one of the night. Oh, yeah, I already paid a couple covers. I'm good.
Yeah, well, there's a cover. So sorry. But yeah, she got us the little area next to the DJ booth. So that's a good place to all just like chill and, you know, meet up and get our little dance on. So, yeah, I'm hoping it's good. I get so nervous, though. This is why I only plan two things every year, because it's stupid how nervous I get throwing a party and my anxiety.
Oh, yeah,
and I have like a list that's just like a mile long of everything I need, because I'm always afraid someone's going to be like, oh, do you have this? And I want to be like, of course I do. Oh, you know, rather than being like, no, you know,
I'd just be like, no, you bring it. Cool.
No, but like, well, I mean, like, it's there. Yeah. Like, oh, like, let's play King's Cups. Like, do you have a deck of cards? I want to be like, hell yeah, I got a deck of cards. Or do you have a straw? Hell yeah, I got some straws. You know, do you have salt for tequila shot? Hell yeah, I got salt. Like, everything.
Right.
That's how I am. Because, I don't know, I feel better when everyone's having a good time.
I feel like everyone would still have a good time even if they didn't have a straw.
Salt or a straw. But it's really weird because I hope... Every year I do, knock on wood, I don't want to jinx it, but every year I do really well at like not mm-hmm. trying to pace myself, but I pace myself pretty well. Like, I've always ended up in the club. I've always had a good time. I got kicked out once, but I was like okay with it because it was like later in the night. You know what I'm saying? So
last year you did spill two drinks on me. Two different occasions.
Oh, at the club?
Yep. Twice.
Do that club. So I get in the club, but then I don't remember a lot of the club. No, because
I'm just like, I'm like, Sarah, you just spilled your drink on me and you did not care. You did not say anything.
Did I hear you?
I'm like, Sarah. And you looked at me and you just kept dancing.
So I probably didn't hear you because I'd probably be like, oh my God, I'm so sorry.
And then I did it again and you did it again. I'm like, Sarah, you spilled your drink on me again. And I was towards the end of the night. I'm like, I got to go. And I was trying to say bye and you just did not acknowledge me. So I'm like, you know what? I think she's having a good time. She's not going to notice I'm gone.
Yeah. Well, that place is huge too. Havana, I probably will because Havana's like way smaller. Mm-hmm. I was going to say no one should give me a drink. Like have me hold a drink. Like I have a drink at the club, but I should never hold it. But then I'm thinking of my drunk self. I'll think I don't have a drink and then like go to get another one. And
you should just like hire a personal assistant for the night and just have them hold your drink.
That'd be so fun. Just like one really sober person just standing on the dance floor. Like I hate my life. Just getting drinks spilled on him.
But yeah, I'd offer to do that because I don't get drunk anymore. Because last time I got drunk in, where did we go?
Chicago.
Chicago.
Was that the last time you got drunk?
Yeah, I think I might have accidentally gotten a little too tipsy when I went to Leavenworth.
Oh, but yeah, not Oktoberfest?
Mm-hmm, but not too bad. I mean, I think it was mostly because I drank like sweet wine. So it was like that kind of hangover.
That's the worst.
Yeah.
The worst.
So, but that was the last time I got real drunk. And like it just messed with my medication.
I thought, Chicago, okay.
Yes.
I was like, you just said a little tipsy.
No. Like the, yeah. So it messed with my medication and I realized I was in autopilot and I didn't really realize it until later because I was like all like, whatever. And then the next day when I sat down and like thought about everything that was like said or how I was behaving or how I felt, I was like, that wasn't me.
Yeah.
I watched myself kind of do that. Like I was not in control
in my
body, and it felt so weird and it freaked me out.
And you remembered it all, which is
like,
weird.
It's just like I was sitting there watching a movie. Like I was like somebody else was controlling my body and everything I was doing.
Yeah, that's weird.
And I was just like, oh crap, I really should stick to this no drinking thing. Like, and I could still have like a drink or two.
Yeah.
And like I've now allowed myself to do that, but I don't.
Well, that's good that your body can like handle that.
Yeah, I'm allowed to, but
because it's just like such a social thing.
Yeah.
It's like,
and it they taste good. There's so many good drinks out there.
No, there are.
So, but I am more careful. Like, I don't get drunk anymore. So, I'm always the designated driver.
Do you miss it at all?
Sometimes, but I don't like the way it felt in Chicago. So,
well, yeah, I mean, like off your medication. Yeah. Like, do you miss it?
Sometimes, but then I think about how I felt when I wasn't on medication.
Yeah,
and I'm like, well,
not worth it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't miss how I felt then when I was sober. So,
yeah.
So you know. You take the good with the bad. But speaking of taking the good with the bad, we'll talk about the Christmas like gift giving next week.
Oh, yeah. Well, that'll be perfect.
Yes. And like just like, hey, what are you getting? Or what are like Christmas traditions and stuff? So please let us know. Like,
or if you have any really good gift ideas for, well, really anyone.
Yeah. Like we want to hear what you guys are going to be giving people, what you're hoping to get. Traditions that you guys have. We'll definitely talk about that on the next podcast.
Yeah.
But I do want to get to, like, we kind of mentioned it earlier, my whole house hunting.
Yes. Vicky's been looking for a house for, like, what?
A while.
2 years?
Kind of. Yeah. Like, I've been, like, I didn't actually fully start the process until recently, like, the full on. The last couple of years have been me saving money.
Yeah.
And me kind of getting an idea of what's out there, how much I needed to save and everything.
Where you want to go.
In the last couple months, I've, you know, contacted a realtor and I've gotten approved for a loan and I found a house I really liked. It's tiny. It's so cute, though. It's in Tacoma, like I was planning. And I put my earnest money down earlier this week.
For anyone who doesn't know what that is, I don't either, so it's okay.
It's basically saying, hey, this is me being like, I want to buy your house. This is proof that I want to buy your house.
Was it a lot of money you had to put down? Like
$2,200.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So a lot of times with earnest money, it'll go into your closing costs.
Okay.
So like when you pay closing costs, it'll just kind of go back.
Wow. I'm shocked it wasn't like 50 grand.
It's a tiny house.
Yeah. But well, I guess an earnest, I don't know. Like,
it's basically saying like, no, I really am in the, I want to buy your house here. This is proof that I want to buy your house.
So
I
mean, you can pay more. Them?
Yeah. I think I don't really know. I gave a freaking cashier's check to my real estate agent. So the loan company. It's. I don't understand. I love my real estate agent because he, shout out to Dustin.
Dustin! But, and you trust him.
Yes.
So that's good.
And like all the people that he recommends have been phenomenal. Like the inspector. It's just everything. And so we are in the process. Like I, have a contract as of now. We could still, either of us could still back out, but that's why I'm like not saying it's my house
so
yet.
So either of you could too.
If I decide, you know what, this isn't the house for me, or this is broken, or this broke, like let's say a pipe broke and flooded the whole house, and be like, you know what, I don't want to buy this house now. Yeah. I can still back out.
Knock on wood, that doesn't happen. Right.
But it is adorable.
So what's like the closest you'd find out, or like the soonest?
I still have a few things I need to do. I need to send some more paperwork in, and I need to get homeowner's insurance, so I have to prove that I own it, like, or homeowner's insurance to the loan agency. There's just like a lot of little things. Mm-hmm. I have to do another walkthrough inspection, make sure like they didn't trash the house or pee all over it or something. I don't know.
Are they still living in it?
No.
Oh, okay.
There's nobody in there. I think they were renting it out for a while. They remodeled it, and they just have staging stuff, like just some random furniture here and there.
Here's a couch.
Here's two little couches. It's a small living room, but it got a cool fireplace.
Aww.
Big red. My bedroom would be huge.
That's cool.
And depending on how like it all turns out and how my payments are, I may or may not get a roommate. I'm kind of on that fence where I'm like, you know what? Maybe I don't want one, but I will see if it's going to be better for me to have a roommate or not financially.
Would it be like a really small place to have two people in?
I think it would be better for like a married couple.
So you can always be on top of each other and it's okay.
Yeah, it's fine. Like, I mean, because you can always use that second bedroom as like a closet slash, you know, office.
Yeah.
And then you guys have the upstairs as your bedroom. I think if I'm the second bedroom, I think would be perfect for like a student. Kind of somebody that doesn't have a whole lot of stuff themselves, because I have everything.
Yeah, just like a bed and maybe a desk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or even maybe not even a desk, like dresser.
Just a dresser. Where are they going to do their work?
The kitchen table.
The living room.
Yeah, we'll get a coffee table. It's fine. Your bed. Just get one of those little boards. You're fine. It's like, exactly. Like, I need somebody that doesn't have a whole lot of stuff, because I basically, for the exception of a couch, I have everything.
Everything.
That I need.
That could be really good for someone, though, mm-hmm. who doesn't have anything.
Right. So we got to find a good roommate there.
Oh, are you thinking about like Craigslist?
I might have somebody in mind, but she has a whole life too. So I'll be like, okay, are you willing to get rid of your stuff or put your stuff in storage?
You can't have your life.
Not here, because this is my house and I'm bringing my stuff. I'm not putting my stuff in storage when I have a house.
Get it.
I feel like that's fair, but it's very fair.
Yeah.
This is my house. Calm down. But I think if all goes well, our projected closing day will be the 28th.
Right, so after maybe, Christmas.
Right, coming right into the new year when we come back from vacation, I might have a house.
You would start like moving your stuff in and mm-hmm. stuff? Like on the 20th, like maybe, whenever? Well,
I mean, yeah, maybe even before New Year's. Get
That's
a U-Haul.
Crazy.
I'd want to cancel my storage unit immediately, because you have to give them 30 days notice.
Oh, that's smart.
So I just like, okay, cancel it. And then I'll have like a month to move.
To get everything,
But I'd like to do like one big haul with my U-Haul. And then while I have the U-Haul, take my mattress to my cousin's house.
Smart.
And then if
here's your gift.
Here you go. Yay. I like candles. So when you're thinking of housewarming gifts, my cousin Sarah.
Bring you candles.
Bring me a candle. Bring me something cool. Bring me the girls. Like I love my nieces. They're at a fun age right now too, where they're a lot sassier.
Oh gosh.
So
and they're
like,
girls. So
yeah. Ooh. So it's like, cool. Yay. This is fun. Take them back.
Yeah. You can have them now.
Yes.
Well, that's so exciting.
I'm very.
Fingers crossed.
Yes. We'll see. And I mean, if this doesn't work out, I'm not going to be too heartbroken in the sense, like I love the real estate agent, because he's just like, okay, it's okay if it doesn't work out, because it just wasn't meant to be. This isn't your house. We'll find you your house.
Yeah. Because he's on it.
Yes.
He's nice about it.
Yeah. He's like, you know what? That's just what it means. It wasn't meant to be, and we'll find you your actual house. Like,
you know what
just,
that means? Housewarming party.
But I have since the house party. Is kind of small, I might wait till the spring.
It's like nicer, mm-hmm. not so cold.
So I can do more of a barbecue.
Yeah. Those are kind of the best for housewarming parties anyway.
And like the front yard is super big. It doesn't have a backyard, which is perfect. Less grass for me to mow. But it's got a big, big front yard, and it's what I thought. I'm like, well, you know, people partying in a front yard is kind of trashy, but like they have high fences.
It's kind of trashy. I mean, actually, come to think of it, yeah, it is kind of like you always think, like, why aren't they in the backyard?
Right. It's just like it feels like very public, and it's usually like more private. But I have high fences all the way around, and even the front fence is it's still pretty tall. Probably comes up to like my rib cage. So it's like, and it's pretty far from the main road. So you have to really kind of look in and see, like you can still see people, but.
But yeah, it's not like it's, right there.
It's still pretty private. So I'd get like a little patio set with an umbrella.
Ew, and a little barbecue.
I have cornhole, so we can play cornhole. And
Aww.
Maybe get like big Jenga and just like get some, borrow some like tables and stuff for my folks, like the plastic ones.
Beer pong table.
Oh, hell yeah. And then just have people come over and there's plenty of parking on the street. There's like there's a school right across the street. So it feels like, it felt very quiet when I went.
Good.
Felt very comfortable. Like,
yeah,
I like the neighborhood. Mm-hmm.
Good.
And I'm definitely going to get security cameras.
Oh, really?
That's always something I've wanted for a couple of years now. Like whenever I got a house, I'm like, I want security cameras.
No matter where you live, you should.
Mm-hmm. Especially if I'm a girl by myself.
Yeah, especially because people will probably know that within like the first week you living there.
Yeah. It's like, hmm.
And it is Tacoma.
Yes.
So.
I mean, it's getting nicer. But it's still Tacoma. But that kind of did lead me into this article I found from The Penny Hoarder, which is something I follow just because sometimes they give you really good tips on how to save money and stuff.
Oh.
But it's 21 things to check off your financial bucket list before you turn 30. And it got me thinking, like, what are things that you've wanted to do before you turn 30? Like, when I had my old car, I'm like, I want a new car.
Mm-hmm.
Not brand new.
Yeah.
But I did. I mean, I had to, but.
Oh, your poor convertible.
My poor convertible. It's still out there.
That's the bed.
Actually, Wyatt from Wyatt Only in the Wreckage is supposed to buy it off of me. So I haven't.
What's up, Wyatt?
Wyatt, we need to get together.
She could use that money, too. She bought a house.
I'm buying a house, buddy. Take the car. And I don't want to bring the car with me. And I don't want to leave it at my parents' house. So take the car.
Yeah.
Pay me later. I don't care. Just take the car. It's getting moldy again. Come on.
Oh, gross.
He can clean it this time. I cleaned it last time. But what is something that you've kind of wanted to do or felt like you've needed to do?
Wow, I was kind of having this conversation with my girlfriend last night, actually, and I was telling her how I feel. She put the word simple, because I didn't want to say boring and I didn't want to say non-materialistic. So she just said, just use the word simple. It sounds nicer, because I'm so basic. I am so like
basic weird. As in basic bitch or basic as in simple?
Very simple.
Okay.
Very just like, I was telling her, like, if someone came up to me and was like, hey, like, I'm going to give you this, like, new, really cool sports car just for the hell of it. My mind would be like, oh, that's cool. Thanks. But, like, what about my 2001 Toyota Camry that I've driven all these years? Like, I absolutely love my car. Mm-hmm. You know, like, my birthday dress. Like, yeah, I could get a different dress. But, like, I love this dress. I've worn it for what now? 6 years.
You're very much, if it's not broke.
Why fix it? Yeah. So, I mean, back in the day, what, like middle school, high school, for sure, by the time I was 30, I wanted to be married with two kids.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was pretty much my mom's thing. My mom did that, and that's exactly what I wanted.
But when it comes to financial situation, did you want to be a stay-at-home mom? Did you want a significant other that made a lot of money, or were you expecting to make a lot of money? Did you not care about, like, what job you had or where you wanted to be in your career?
Don't get me wrong. I'm so down to be a trophy wife. Let's get real. I was back in high school, I'd be like, I want to be a stay-at-home mom. My dude's going to be, like, kind of like how my parents are.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because I so don't want to have kids and just put them with someone all day. I don't really understand that whole concept. And my mom didn't do that either. And it worked out really well for them. Plus, my dad moved around every year for his job. So if my mom had a career, too, that would have not worked. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I like used to be. And now I'm like, 27, definitely not going to be married with two kids by 30. was not in my cards. But that's what I wanted in middle school and elementary school. I was so like, I'm going to have a high school sweetheart. And that would make sense. You know, that timeline. But I didn't marry my high school sweetheart. Hell no. So I don't know. But like financially, I have no idea, because I'm like, well, do I want an apartment? Like, do I want a house? Do I want this? And I'm like, no, I absolutely love where I live. Like, I love it. Like, I would never leave my dad's house. Like, I think it's, and especially now with the downstairs and Johnny mm-hmm. Rubbers and I have a separate Christmas tree up and separate lights. Like, it's our little dungeon. And you know, I love it. I don't know. So I have no idea, honestly, because I'm so like ghetto. I'm wearing jeans that I think I've had since middle school on right now. They don't have a hole in them and they're faded AF, but like they still fit and I like them. So I still wear them.
I mean, I'm jealous because I can't fit into the stuff I wore in middle school. Sorry, when you said trophy wife, it reminded me of, have you seen any of Ali Wong? She's a comedian. Any of her specials on Netflix?
Mm-mm.
She does, there's a Hard Knock Wife, which is the newest one, and then there's Baby Cobra.
Oh, that's
the
funny. First one.
She does these both while heavily pregnant.
Oh,
and she is filthy and fantastic. And one of the things, like, she comes in because she's always wanted to be a trophy wife.
Yeah.
And my favorite line, she's like, I always wanted to be a trophy wife. I am more of a commemorative plaque. It's like, you have to be a trophy. I am a commemorative plaque.
A plaque. That's so funny. Good for her for doing that, because I...
It may or may not have ended up that way for her. She tried. She trapped a Harvard lawyer.
Are they married?
Yeah. Two kids, but...
Because of that? Wait, what?
You have to watch. I don't want to ruin the special.
Or is that how it happened?
I don't want to ruin
the special. Why is she working? If he's a Harvard whatever.
I don't want to ruin the special.
Oh, okay. Wow, now I'm so curious. That's like such a life story for a comedian there.
You will love it.
Wow.
It's really good. But I do want to get through this list real quick. Because got to go because I have a freaking appointment.
She's an adult now, you guys. She has house meetings, appointments.
Honestly, it's because I cracked my iPad and I want it fixed.
She's not an adult. She's still dropping stuff.
Somebody else broke it, and then I dropped it again, and it broke more, okay?
That's what they all say.
But this is something I looked into because we have the company insurance and stuff, is to look into life insurance.
Oh, I guess insurance is kind of like...
Because if something happens to you, you know, like, if you have anything, I mean, I don't know if you have any payments. Like, if I have my car right now, so if something were to happen to me, it's like, or if I had the house... Like, I want to make sure, like, my parents are not just screwed over with having to take on my house or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how that works, but exactly. I need to go figure out how
it works. Really either. But I was talking to my brother about that because I was like, do we need, life insurance, right? When we were signing up for all that crap. He was like, I'm not. Like, if I'm dead, I'm dead. I don't care.
I think it also helps pay for funeral costs, I think.
Probably.
So I think that's part of it,
but probably not a lot.
Funerals are
ridiculous.
Yeah.
Just throw me in the river.
Actually, there's a thing I found, again, on Adam Ruins Everything. He does a whole episode about death and how we should be more open about talking about it because we're so scared to talk about it that sometimes that we won't talk with our family or our partners about what we want for, you know, our funeral arrangements. My grandpa, recently passed away, was very vocal about what he wanted. My grandmother, on the other hand, does not like to talk about it.
Mm.
So we don't know what she wants when she passes.
Yeah.
Which hopefully isn't for a very long time. But... they do this thing. There's some places that will do a natural burial, and sometimes it's cheaper, depending on, I guess, where you go. You can probably get screwed over in some places, but they'll bury you with, like, they'll wrap you in this type of cloth.
Oh, yeah, I remember you saying that.
Yeah, and I'm like, that looks so beautiful.
It's
so
still probably
pristine.
Really expensive.
Yeah, not as expensive as buying a casket or getting embalmed.
Just throw me in the river. Just watch my body float.
Can I just get you a taxidermied Sarah? Just twerking.
Are you okay? I would love that. Where the hell would you put it though? Because
I would put you in
your
blue dress, by the way, for your birthday.
Yeah, with my tiara on. It just says happy birthday.
I'll just keep you here at the station. It's fine.
Okay. Please do that.
But yeah, I've been thinking about like doing a will, especially if I do get this house. Like, okay, who gets my stuff?
Yeah.
Like I have a couple friends where I'm like, okay, I want all my comic books to go to this person and I want him to either keep all of them, like my buddy Chase. I'm like, I want you to keep the ones you want and I trust you to either give away or donate the rest.
Yeah.
Like donate to a school or something that you think or a program that might actually be worth it. So I'm like, okay, this will go to you. And
God, you're not even 30 and you're thinking about your will.
I've been thinking about this for years.
So I don't really have anything.
Cool. Like stuff like that. I'm like, oh, I want my
car. Do you want my birthday dress?
I'll put it in a frame, Sarah. If you die young, I want your dress and I want it. I'm going to put it in a frame and I'll hang it up. I
cracked myself up with that
Jesus
one.
Freaking Sarah. Another one is find out if you're paying too much for car insurance. I think mine is, I don't feel like I pay too much. So, I mean, I guess I could go back in and be like, hey, can I get this cheaper?
Can I get this cheaper, please?
Yeah. I mean,
that's good. You're not. I mean, that means you haven't been in, like, a lot of wrecks and stuff.
Not recently.
I know, knock on wood. Oh, God.
I mean, I did get into an accident this year, but somebody hit me, and we didn't go through my insurance, so that was good.
Good, yeah.
Make the most of your 401k. I just got my 401k this year. I didn't know what the hell I was doing. I didn't realize I could have had my 401k earlier.
Oh, yeah, I've had mine for a little bit now.
Like, I had no idea. I thought you had to be full-time, and that's why I didn't start 9 years ago.
I had to have like a phone conversation with my financial advisor or whatever. Mm. I have absolutely no effing idea what the hell he says.
Oh my God.
At all. He says like 401k and you're going to put this in the CD and then you're going to like have this in this one and this. And I'm just like, I trust you. Like you do what you think is best with my money. Mm. Like I trust you because I absolutely no idea what the F you're talking
about. Well, that's why when I signed up for the 401k thing, I called them because I'm like, I don't know what the hell is going on, how to do this. So I need you to walk me through it. And we're talking and he's like, there's two ways we could start this. We can do this, which is automatic. It'll automatically do its thing, but it will be more aggressive to start. So it'll pull more money at the beginning because I am a little late to the party. And
which is crazy because you're not even 30 yet. Right.
And so he's like, it'll even out. He's like, it'll even out, but it'll be more aggressive to start. I'm like, okay, I don't know if I like that. Okay, what's the other option? He's like, well, the other option is that you pick, you kind of do it all manually. I'm like, okay, I'll do that. And he starts explaining how it works. I'm like, you know what? Screw this. No, you know what? Just aggressive start.
Do it automatically for
aggressive
me.
Aggressive start. I'm like, I'm not, I don't understand what's going on.
No, I'm the same way. I'm like, just take out what you think I need to take out to be okay when I'm really old. Yeah. Because, and it, like doing it manually, like I'm not going to like remember every month. Oh, I have to put this.
No, I don't think, I don't know if it's technically manually where you have to like switch it every month, but I think it's where you pick the amount.
Oh, see, I don't even want to do.
I'm like, yeah, exactly. So we're doing it. Somebody else is doing it for us. So that's.
Thank goodness.
Someone said, it says, don't think you can afford to invest, start with $5. So it's like, if you're going to be a real adult and make small talk at parties hosted by other 30-year-olds, investing is a good place to start. And sure, becoming an investor sounds intimidating, but it doesn't really have to be. If you're like most of us and wish your money could just take care of itself, consider an investment account through Acorns. You could start small and stack up change over time with Roundup feature. That means you could spend $10 at the grocery, $10.23 at the grocery store and, 77 cents gets dropped in your Acorn account. That is how I...
Oh, I get it.
That is how I got my house, how I saved for my down payment and everything for the house.
Because like every dollar or like the change, the leftover change you spent would get dropped in your house saving.
So this is kind of cool. So I have an app called Capital and it starts with a Q. And I have different rules. So you can put what you're saving up for. So I had one for a while. Like I wanted to go on a trip to Portland. So my friend and I, you can actually have two people on the account too.
Oh yeah. You showed me that.
Mm-hmm. And so I had saved all my money for my house. And then I had the rules where I would immediately put $10 in to that account every week on top of every time it would round up to a dollar.
Oh.
And then I had...
Would it just automatically do it for you? Oh, that's really cool.
So anytime I use my debit card, I'd connect my debit card to it. Anytime I use my debit card, whether online or, in person, it would immediately just drop.
And then on your statements, it would come out as a round number, wouldn't it?
No, it doesn't necessarily come out as a round number. It just looks like the app itself took out 20 cents or 50 cents or whatever. So it would just pull it into the app. So it looks like I'm paying the app. And then it just stores my money and then I just transfer it over. Like I forgot to turn it off after I transferred my house money.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I didn't really care to turn it off. And so I looked back and I hit like $600 there again.
Dude.
Like after a couple weeks or like that's a couple months. So I took those $600. I'm like, cool, I'm going to pay off. Like I had a little balance on my credit card. I'm paying off my credit card. I pay off my tires that I had to get recently.
Wow.
And it's just like it just automatically does it.
And like without even you really like realizing. Mm-hmm.
And so because I'm on a break right now for therapy because I wanted to wait till the new year to start again and find a new therapist.
Mm-hmm.
So I took the $25 copay that I would pay every week and I put that into another one in my Capital app. You can have multiple savings.
Yeah.
So in my Capital app, I had savings for the future. And I changed it to $10 a week to $35. So I added the $25 for my therapist.
Oh.
And so I was saving a ton of money. So now that I'm done with the house thing, I just kind of bundled it all together. So the $10 I was saving for my house every week, plus the $35 I was saving for just saving for the future.
Yeah.
I put it all together and then I put it up round up to the nearest $2. And so that way I'm just saving money without even trying.
So what's the, wait, we're at round up to the two, nearest
so
$2.
Like I think it'd be like, let's say I spent $1.50.
Okay.
Or $10.50. It will take $1.50. So it'd be up to $2.
Oh,
so round up more so.
Wow.
So because I canceled out the other one.
Yeah.
Because I'm done with the house one. So I just kind of made it a bigger one. So I'm just going to be saving. And right now I have I had taken some money out of that one too for the house stuff, like some random stuff I needed to do.
For the future.
But I currently build up I have $400, I think, or something in there.
Dude, that's awesome.
So it's just honestly, I've never used Acorn, but if that one works for you or get Capital, I seriously, you don't even have to try.
Yeah, you'll just be like, oh, I have all this fun money.
Yeah, I hadn't even looked and I'm like, oh, I wonder how much money I have in there. Let me transfer. And I'm like, holy crap, $600? Hell yeah.
Turn up.
I'm like, let me buy my tires. Let me pay for this. I'm going to have, that's the cool thing with my whole house process right now. The way the deal is coming out, I have to have no debt.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going to be paying off my car fully. So by the time when I go into buying my house, the only debt I will have really realistically is my house.
Oh, cool. Because
I paid off my credit card. I'm paying off my car.
You, I remember you had like a lot of debt back in the day.
Yeah, congrats. And I've cleared it out as time's gone by, and yay, it's pretty awesome. So I'm excited. So that's like, if this is, it's not like an investment, like what they're talking about with the Acorn. Technically, it's not like going to a stock market, but it's saving and kind of out of mind, out of mind.
Yeah.
And yes, I do recommend it. Seriously, check it out. It's so helpful. It also says consolidate your debt. Don't go into rest of your adulthood with debt dragging you down. So it says when Cheryl, a stay-at-home mom of two, decided to launch a business as a home-based travel agent, she knew she needed to secure a loan to give herself the best possible financial foundation. Her and her husband used this website, Even Financial, to find a loan officer that would work for them. And all the major loan providers were presented with a very simple table, what their rates were and what the terms were. And with a simple search, they found a loan that ticked off all their boxes that had an interest rate of just 5.9. If you're being crushed by credit card interest rates and stuff like that, that are more than like 20%, a personal loan could help you consolidate and refinance to save. So if, let's say, you have a bunch of credit cards going on and you have really high interest rates or a lot of that, sometimes going out and finding a loan that has an even smaller interest rate and paying those off, just pay everything off at once. Let's say you owe $1,000 here, $1,000 here, and $1,000 here, $3,000. So you get your loan and the interest rates are ridiculous. So you get a loan for $3,000, you pay it off. So you're just paying off to the loan people now, but it's at a smaller interest rate. So over time, you're paying less money.
Oh, okay.
So because I explained it a little more because you kind of gave me a weird look.
Yeah. No. See, this is all the stuff I don't really get.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah. Okay. That makes a lot of sense.
Another one is negotiate your bills down. Sometimes if you call like a internet company or whatever, you're like, yeah, my freaking roommate,
I'm quitting this. And they're like, no way, no,
we'll give
way.
You a couple months free, or we'll knock it off. Oh, my old roommate.
Yeah.
He had the internet and cable bill, like in his name.
Yeah.
So I'm like, dude, realistically, we never watch cable. We all watch Netflix or we stream. Like, please cancel cable. There's no point for us paying for cable.
Mm-hmm.
Like only during football season. And even then, we sometimes go to bars. So it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
He goes with the other roommate. And they come home because I'm like, oh, and get a new modem for the internet, because it's kind of slow. Get the new one. They'll give you a new one free. And they both come in and the new roommate's like, hey, for $10 more a month, we got more channels. So they gave him a better deal. And I'm just like,
y'all are idiots. You had one job.
But they said, hey, we want to cancel. They're like, but let me give you more for technically less.
Yeah, it's only $10 more for you, though.
But I've done that where I'm like, you know what? I don't want to, like, I was on, like, an online, I downloaded this program for my computer. It was like Photoshop or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, I'm going to cancel it. I don't use it as often as I should. And then they go, oh, no, don't cancel. We'll give you a month free.
Which it's is the same like gyms with gym memberships.
Like $10 I saved, but I'm like, oh, okay, fine. And then I set a reminder in a month. And I'm like, well, if I don't use it in a month, then I'm going to cancel it. So I set a reminder for exactly 1 month. And I canceled it that day.
Oh, and then they didn't tell you again.
Mm-mm.
Well, yeah, it's like a gym membership. You're like, oh, this is too expensive. And they're like, oh, well, we can do like a $10, $15 cheaper. Mm-hmm. And you like think it's a mad deal. And you're like, okay. And then you think you're going to go to the gym more because it's cheaper. Yeah. And you don't.
See how your finances stack up to your peers.
Why would anyone do that? That's so weird.
It is. It's interesting because, again, Adam ruins everything. He does a whole episode about work and like, when it comes to like internships, as well as, you know, sharing how much you make and stuff, we've created a environment or a society where it is considered rude to talk about finances. Mm-hmm. One would rather talk about their sex life than they would about their how much they make and stuff. It's because we're taught it's uncomfortable, but it's actually a benefit to the big bosses because they don't want us talking because they will find out, oh, well, this person over here makes more money, or we want to keep them down. We want them thinking they're making all the same money. Well, we're going to pay this person $20,000 less a year.
I guess it makes sense if you're in like the same industry.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like besides like people on the show, like none of my friends are in this industry. So like us talking about it would just be like, okay.
I mean, it's just kind of like an idea. It's like compare your income, debt, interest rates, credit score, spending, like it sometimes kind of gets you an idea, like, am I supposed to be, should I have more debt, should I have less? Because for a long time I thought, oh my god, I have so much debt. And then my friends are like, bitch, I have $60,000 in debt because of college.
Yep.
I'm like, oh, my $5,000 doesn't seem so bad now.
I know, I always get on Johnny Rubbers for his debt because I'm like, let's pay that. Like, I am like a freak with it. I'm like, we are not getting married until your debt is done. Like, I'm not, no, like, mm-hmm. I'm not going to marry into that, you know? And I'm still not, like, I still stand by that because I think we should both be debt free. So then we can
have a
new beginning.
That's a cool goal too, though.
Yeah. But he was like, Sarah, I don't think you understand. Like, my debt is just because of like, stuff from my past or whatever, you know, like stupid stuff. Like he got a scholarship to the college he went to. So he's like, you're lucky that like I got a scholarship because I would be thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars into debt if I didn't. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? And I'm like, okay, when you put it like that, you're right. It's not that much. But in my mind, it feels like a lot.
Yeah.
You know? And I'm like, but either way, it better get paid off.
Right.
But I couldn't imagine having like $100,000 in debt. Like, right. Who does that?
I love it when people.
And how do people do that? And what?
I had an ex-boyfriend who was an engineer, and he told, like, I never got the chance to meet his parents. We didn't date long enough. But he's like, if you meet my dad, he's probably going to ask you why you didn't finish college. And I'm like, why does it matter? I love my job and I want to work and kind of build up this career here and there. And I don't need college for that. This is my college right now. I am learning and I'm being thrown in the fire learning what I need to learn. He's like, well, yeah, my dad just doesn't see it that way, that that's how things need to be. And I'm like, then I'll tell him that I am better off financially, even though he made a lot more money than I did because he's an engineer.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm not 80 grand in debt. So.
Was he 80 grand in debt?
Like 60 or 80 grand.
Was he
like
paying it off?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like every
month.
But
he made a lot more money than I did.
But all of that check was going to his loans.
Mm-hmm. So I'm like, am I better off, sir? He's like, please don't do that. I'm like, he was kind of afraid of his dad. So. Like, he was one of those, like, I want to make daddy proud. I'm
yeah.
Like,
but then you're also like, well, don't have your dad talk rude to me I can't say something back then.
Like, yeah. So one is become a real estate investor. Yeah, even before you're 30. Part of me wishes I would have known. It's not necessarily simple. There's a lot of things that go into buying something like a house or real estate. But overall, it's a pretty easy, painless experience, especially if you have a really good realtor and loan. And I wish I would have done this a couple years ago.
And but it seems and sounds very daunting.
And I know sometimes you get really a lot of crazy people. Like, I think Danny went and like got drunk and wanted to see how much a loan would be for a place in Seattle. And he kept getting phone calls.
Yeah.
It's like, okay.
Nonstop.
Careful. Like, and luckily I went through somebody that a friend recommended, and I trust this friend because he makes a lot of really good financial decisions and he's a really good spot financially. I'm like, okay. You know your crap. You do your research. So I'm going to trust that you research this person. So I'm going to go. It's been nothing but great. He's explained everything perfectly for me. And I wish I would have like gone to this person 3 years ago.
Yeah. So then he could have told you exactly what to save up for and to pay off. And,
right.
Yeah.
And just kind of get to where you need to go. And if you don't think you can or you think you would like to in the future, go. Maybe you can now. Like, I honestly still thought I would be like another 6 months away.
And he's like, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. You almost got a house.
I know. It's like so close. It feels like it came out of nowhere.
Yeah, it kind of did. It was like left field.
I was just like, oh my God, this is working?
Like a month ago, you weren't like putting a down payment on it, you know, or like even thinking about it.
I thought they were just going to say something like, well, do A, B, and C, and then come back. I thought that's honestly what was going to happen. Mm-hmm. They're like, no, you're good. Especially for a first-time homeowner.
Yeah.
So it's just like, check it out. Like if you're before 30, definitely go give it a check out. Or even if you're after 30, like you think you maybe can, maybe can't. There's a lot more things in your favor than you think.
Yeah.
Another one says get smart about shopping. Yeah, some of them it's like you can get apps and stuff or get a $10 gift card to certain stores if you do like Ebates, or I always go when I go to Target or whatever, if I have to buy a specific something and I can wait, I always quickly go on Amazon and check.
Oh, to see how much it is rather than buying it at the store.
Because I bought a cute little bebez. I was babysitting. I bought him this cute little lamp. It's Aww. This owl and it glows and it
like a nightlight.
Yeah. And it projects stars onto the ceiling.
Cute.
And it has like music. So it has like, you know, a bunch of lullabies, and it also has like ocean sound and bird sounds.
Aww.
It's a really cute thing. And I thought it was $15 at the store.
Yeah.
Come to the register. It was $45.
Oh, F that.
Right. And so I was like, oh, crap. You know, I bought it and I was like, damn it. That was a lot of money. I thought it was $15. And then I go on Amazon. It was $20. I'm like, returning.
Really?
And I just go and buy it on Amazon. I'm like, yep.
That was smart, actually. I never really think about using Amazon, except for like nowadays.
Well,
like,
now that you have a smartphone, too. I don't know if you know this, Sarah, and I'm sure some people do. But in case people don't, if you go to your Amazon app, there's a little thing by the search button. It's a little camera. And if you click on it and you just kind of scroll to where it says scan barcodes, wherever you are,
whoa, you can
scan the barcode and it will pop up that item.
That is fancy.
Sometimes the item's more expensive on Amazon. Sometimes it's not.
Yeah.
And that's pretty legit.
Yeah. See, I'm like avoiding getting Amazon at all costs, to be honest, because it makes life so easy to really get anything and everything you would ever want.
I mean, you could always do what people do with Starbucks or just get gift cards at it. Like, okay, I'm going to buy a $50 gift card. I'm going to leave it on Amazon. And that's all I have to spend on it. Like, you can't, if you really need something like a $10 notebook or whatever. I was going to say the battery packs, but it's like, okay, cool. And then you have a limit.
Yeah.
So that might help.
And then they'll be like, well, since you like this product, what about this product? And you're like, oh, that product is so cute.
Oh, I just love making lists. So I have a bunch of lists on Amazon.
God, you're probably good at being like, if anyone's like, what do you want for Christmas? You'd be like, well, actually.
Well, I hate doing the wish list thing, but I have one in front of me. He's like, I really don't know what to get you. I'm like, okay, here. I updated it. Like, this is stuff that I've been meaning to buy. Want. Like, okay, maybe if I have extra money, I'll get this sometime.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I put on that list. But the same thing with the Capital app that I was talking about earlier. It has a thing where you can put your guilty pleasure rule. So every time I shop on Amazon, it puts $5 into my account. It takes $5.
That'd be good for any time you eat out.
Yeah, you can put in or if you pay for parking, let me do a roundup rule or every time I pay for parking, I'm just going to put a dollar in, or every time I go to, fast food, and you can put the name of the place.
I'm going to put $20 in.
It's just like, don't do it.
Don't do it. That'd be good.
If you really put $100 in, oh God,
is this $5
burger?
Yeah. Is it worth it?
Build an emergency savings account. Something to think about. That's kind of what I'm trying to do with the Capital app too. Get paid when you swipe your credit card. Make sure you have the cash back on your credit cards.
Oh.
Because I know I have this. They're talking about the Chase Freedom card, which is what I have. Sometimes it's like, hey, this month, unlock these rewards. So every time I get... I shop at for the month, it's groceries, gas, or whatever, it'll give me 1.5 cash back or whatever.
Oh, that's cool.
For that. And then you just pay off your credit card. That's how I got, I had $60 worth of Amazon points on my card, credit card.
Oh, yeah.
I had 6,000 points. So it gave me $60 and I could get a Amazon gift card, which is what I did. And I got my mom's birthday present, my dad's Christmas present. Bam.
Done. Wham, done. Bam, thank you, ma'am.
Yup, $60 done. It was just, it's kind of what I do for Christmas. Sometimes I'll go see how many points I have.
I sometimes take gift cards that I got last year and use them for my gift. Not actually give them to them, but we'll be mm-hmm. Here is this place from this place that I never use my gift card from.
Protect your home belongings, obviously, between homeowners insurance or renter's insurance. So if there's a flood or a fire or whatever, make sure you are good. Another one says find your free money, where it's actually there is some apps that are kind of like the Capital app that will track what you're spending, because sometimes you'll forget you signed up for something.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot I had signed up for this app thing. I thought it was a trial. It was a free trial for a month, and then after a month they start charging you.
I hate those.
So it'll look at your account. It's like, hey, did you know that you're paying this much a month on this? And you're like, what? And you go in and you cancel it. I've done that with a couple things.
Yeah.
Which is,
well, and I would always
nice.
Say check your bank statements.
Yeah.
No matter what.
For me, sometimes the bank statements, when I look at them, it's just my eyes just kind of blur and it's just nothing. It's hard.
See, that's
to focus
why
on
for
them.
Me, I've always been, I'm like a drug dealer. I just love cash. So for me, checking my card statements, it's good because I can actually go back to each time I ever use my card. So I'm like, okay, yep, that was me. Okay, I was at the Shell station. I was at QFC. All right, good. Rather than it just being an F ton of withdrawals or,
Mm-hmm. There's just a bunch of other stuff on the list. A lot of them regarding apps and stuff, and we can post this a little later. But one of them that for sure I did want to cover on there is know your credit score.
Don't know mine.
another app. my friend, actually, the same friend.
CreditScore.com?
No, it's actually, it's Credit Karma.
Oh, yeah, maybe that's what I was thinking of.
It's pretty cool because I have everything all filled in there. It has my bank account, and it kind of gives me an updated, hey.
What's your credit score?
Hold on, stop it. It's asking me to rate the app. I'm not rating it right now. I'll do it later.
Is that is that an okay question to ask? I don't know. Is that inappropriate?
I don't know, but I have, and it tells you if it's good or not. So mine right now is good.
Oh, it's in the green.
Mm-hmm. So, but I think
what's the best credit score app?
800 something.
Oh, that's
I'm at 738.
Ooh, girl, you hella good. Yeah.
So I'm a good thing to do is to pay your credit cards on time and make sure there's no more than 30% on there.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just paid off my credit card this week. So I think by next week, this is going to be going up because I already paid it off.
Like a perfect 800?
Not quite, but
oh,
I'm paying off my, I also have some tires. So once I pay those off, I think that's also going to bump it up. So it's kind of nice. It's kind of like a game, like, oh my God, my credit's going up.
How am I doing today?
And it'll tell you if it goes up or down, like when somebody goes and checks on your credit, like they do an inquiry check, like when you go buy a car or when I'm buying the house, I get a notification. Someone came in to did an inquiry on your credit score.
Creepy.
But that's what's supposed to happen. Like they're supposed to go in and do that. But because of that, it drops your credit score a couple points. I don't know why, but that's just the rule.
Because they checked it?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Because somebody did an inquiry.
That doesn't seem fair.
It doesn't. And that's just, it's just how it is. That's just the known rule.
Weird.
So I got the notification and my points dropped a few. I'm like, God dang it.
Well,
I was so mad.
Because someone's inquiring, though.
Yes, but I'm like, I'm trying to buy a house. But we did go over more so than I intended to today. We had lots to talk about.
Yes, and we will have lots more next week.
Mm-hmm. We don't know if it'll be as long as this one, but I have to go because I have to go freaking take my iPad.
Because she's an adult. Oh, right. She's not.
I'm a bad adult. But yes, tell us about your Christmas traditions, all that stuff, and anything that we talked about. Please send us a message, text, Facebook.
Call, voicemail, all the
things. All that good stuff. But bye, Sarah.
Bye.